Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning. Hey there, Cat Kittens. I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Radio at HalfGuarded.com. And we're talking comic books on this 20-plus minute walkabout edition of the program. Busy, busy week for me this week. Like, actually busy. I have lots of real-world adult lawyer work to do. And the site is blowing up because of the John Jones conviction, which I've completely just invented, but which is going to happen. It's amazing. I'm like a fucking legal Nostradamus. And we have another show. I don't know if it's already been published or not. And we have the comic guys doing their comic show. So I thought, well, if they can do one, and only maybe sure it lasts an hour or two. I was going to be on their show, but due to the fact that my only free time in life right now is essentially walking dogs and or time in between cases in court, hence when I wrote the John Jones guilty article, I couldn't do it. So, but here I am, walking the dogs, and I'm talking about comics. Because I haven't talked about comics in a while, and I like them a lot. Except for right now, I don't. Right now, comic books, I have felt so little interest in comics recently. I cannot recall the last time. And it's 100% the fault of events. Now, DC did their convergence event, which sucked. And it just fucked up everything. But we're post-convergence, which, congratulations, DC, you did a big event for the sole purpose of bringing back Earth 2. Like, you fuckers couldn't keep your, like, your, oh, well, we're only going to do blah, 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 we're going to streamline it. Yeah, okay. Nobody has any idea what continuity is for DC. That is a fact. A fact of life. And, with words, no one gives a shit. Batman doesn't exist. I know Snyder's trying to do his deal with Jim Gordon and all that. It's not bad. The Superman stuff isn't horrible. Over 75, 80, 90, 1,000 years, you're going to do different stories. And, okay, using the solar flare as a method to superpower and rehumanize Superman for storyline purposes, not bad. I kind of dig it. It's okay. The relaunched Constantine comic, I think, has done an excellent job. It's closer to the original Hellblazer than it was to the more recent Constantine book that they put out, which was kind of, you know, their attempt to integrate him into the regular universe and make him more superhero-ish with the Justice League Dark and all that, which I always thought, that is just not John Constantine. And what's the point of having a character if you don't do it right? Like, you can just call him John Constantine, and if he isn't actually doing anything Constantine would do, why do it? Create another character if you want a mage or whatever the fuck he's considered. But I like it. The art's kind of nice and grim and gritty. The stories make sense. They're very Constantine classic. So I'm enjoying that. And there are some other books out there. I mean, God is Dead, which I don't think a lot of people read. I think is one of my favorite books I've read in years. I love it. It comes out more than once a month, usually. The art's good. The story is fascinating. It's over the top. It's absurdist. It's everything the comic books are. It really is. Like, God is Dead is the perfect book to represent the comic book medium because it's a story that would never be able to be told in film because to do it in film would cost way too much money. I mean, the visuals and the way that they do things, this is a $200 million blockbuster, and nobody is pulling that kind of money into a story where you literally have, you know, deities butt-fucking each other and raping one another and disrespecting and killing everybody and Jesus fucking people left and right. And as a novel, it wouldn't work because I think that there's too many disparate characters, and the imagery is actually kind of cool. It's important. It is an amazing representation of the medium. I love it. But no, what's got me sad is, as a guy that grew up with Marvel, Marvel's terrible right now. Like, this is the worst Marvel has been in forever, and is 100% the fault of Secret Wars. A story which the main story isn't bad, but one, it's off schedule. I already lost part of my earpiece. It's off schedule. It's going to go on longer than it should have. And you have all these little sub-stories happening. And some of them aren't bad. Like, some of them are actually very good. I don't know why, but the zombie one, I liked it a lot. And the Captain Carol corpse, really good, actually. Very fun stuff. Completely useless. None of it means shit. Ooh, Spider-Man, renew your vows. We get to see the world of Spider-Man and Mary Jane being married to one another. But we know that it doesn't matter. It's all stupid. I mean, they've even fucking told us in the post-Secret Wars world it's going to be Iron Man, and his new assistant will be Mary Jane Parker. Oh, Bendis is writing Iron Man. Because of course he is. Because he's the only person who would write something and go, oh, I'm going to put Spider-Man's girlfriend, wife, former wife that he sold to the devil into an Iron Man comic. Oh, awesome. Well, I guess he has to replace one redhead with another. Fuck that. And, you know, the main story, though, doesn't exist. The main Secret War story is so far removed. And it's really good at times. There's so many cool things happening there. Like, I really, like, God Doom is a great story. And Marvel used to be so good with their events. They wouldn't space them out like this. But this thing is going on for 8 or 9 months. It should have been 8 or 9 weeks at the most. This could have been a 2 or 3 month story, best case. And instead, they've dragged it out, and they've dragged it out, and they've dragged it out. And I don't know what it's doing for sales. And all I know is, like, it doesn't, I don't feel like this is the line of demarcation. I don't feel like this is the start of a new universe. I feel like it's just an event, and that the repercussions really won't be all that big. Because, one, as comics, they never are. DC has a better track record with doing that. And part of that's because Marvel never does these things. And that's why Marvel was great. There always was, with obvious caveats of how comic book lineage, you know, continuity works, Marvel was always one linear story. Oh, yes, some things wouldn't make sense here and there, but for the most part, in theory, every story mattered. And they might try to retcon, but they would retcon things in a way that, like, if you'd read all the stories of Spider-Man and Mary Jane being married, those stories actually existed. They retconned it by having Spider-Man sell his marriage to the devil to resurrect Aunt May, but guess what? That actually still fit. It's really dumb. It was a way to retcon things, but DC would have just blown it all up and said, we're starting all over again with something totally new. And all those stories you read before never happened. Like, every story in theory that Marvel ever did happen. And that's still the case here with Secret Wars due to the nature of how things are going. But damn it, I don't know. It's just so... Fuck! And there's... I don't know... And Marvel's been so good. This used to be the biggest problem in the comic book industry. Marvel was really guilty of it, I think, more than anybody. But most of the big publishers were. The delay. And you'd lose any momentum. And the Secret War thing's really bad. Because not only are they delayed momentum-wise on the main story, they have all these ancillary stories coming in. And it's so tough to kind of figure out what is and isn't important. There are some kind of little hints of the overall, okay, well, they did something bad, but the Thor Corp is there, and they honor Doom and all this shit, and, like, it's there. They've created a new world, and everybody's more or less living within that world, but I don't care about most of it. Even the stuff that's well-written, it's just like, okay, I'm reading a well-written Elseworlds story. I don't want that. I don't mind that for a little bit, but it's been going on for so fucking long. This is why we desperately need a new movie. Like, Marvel needs a new movie all the time. Why? So that they'll always have simplified comics. When's the next Marvel movie coming out? Do they have something in November? Is it like Thor? No, I don't know. It's come on. They did Ant-Man, but that didn't really count. Come on, Marvel. Get your shit together. I guess maybe Captain America Civil War is coming. But that is just... None of the Marvel comics make any sense. I don't know, like... Multiple comics feature the same characters, but from different timelines. And I get what they're doing. Oh, well, this is the Age of Apocalypse storyline. And this is, you know, the Deadpool doing, well, his meta commentary thing. And this is a story where Spider-Man always lived happily ever after. But like, I'm reading comics and Iron Man appears in multiple comics. Same with Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. Like, she's appearing in multiple comics. And some of them, she's living and breathing, and it seems like this is the main one. And others, she's dying. Same with Iron Man. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And part of it is, this is that this would actually work better as a DC story. Kind of like what they did with Convergence, as far as, well, you could have just had, you know, very, very similar characters, but from different universes. Though, these are all the same universe. I mean, you could argue Age of Apocalypse, fine, that's a little different. But a lot of this is like, this is just different times in characters' lives. This is an alternate reality or alternate timeline, I guess. But all the universes, in theory, got destroyed, spared the one that Doom saved and created. There was never an alternate timeline where Spider-Man had a child and it grew up to be happy. MC2 with Spider-Girl is a main title written by Tom DeFalco, which was really, really fun. But that's not there, as far as I know. I think it's there a little bit. But that's not what the story, the main deal was with the Spider-Man Renew Your Vows, which was written by Dan Slott, the main Spider-Man writer. The guy I would expect to, okay, if I'm reading this shit, I'm thinking his is closest to canon. But there's never a world like that. Different name for the daughter, all kinds of shit. They got some villain that I don't really know of, or if I've heard of it, it's like so obscure that it doesn't matter. It's just like, fuck off. This has just been a terrible, terrible event. And the worst thing is that the main story has me fascinated. I love the main Secret Wars series. I love it. I love seeing Doom be Doom at his most Doomish. It's great. It's so awesome. And it's not coming out regularly. It's not even once a month. I don't know when the last one was. I think they're on issue 5 of 8, except for an 8 became 9. And realistically, 8 was going to be double-sized, but I think they're like, yeah, we can just stretch out to 9, probably just to get something out so it's not too long, too much of a delay. This is bullshit. It's really part of my belief that this is not the old days when you were working month to month on comics. This shit should have been done before it was ever scheduled. Especially when you have, I'll say, essentially a self-contained miniseries. I get that if you're working on the monthly Spider-Man title and you meet a deadline or somebody gets sick, you're like, shit, we're going to miss June. And that's why you should always have, I don't know, half a dozen standalone issues in the can. Where you could just be like, this month Spider-Man takes place prior to blah, blah, blah. And we hope you enjoy it and we'll resume next month. So at least you get like a regular book. But if you're doing something where the entire story is known in advance and it's been building up to this, this should have been done. They should have had all 8 issues or 7 of the 8 or whatever the minimum lead time is they need to get this shit proper. And they didn't. They did not. They fucked it up. They fucked it up something bad. And that's just unforgivable. Even DC, I think, managed to keep the Convergence storyline intact. I remember the Multiversity by Grant Morrison, which really should have been like the true DC Convergence story, because it was all said and done, very well done and good. But it's like, I think he worked on that thing for years, and he had multiple artists and all this stuff, and that thing came out regularly, and it was good. It was really crazy. It was Grant Morrison at his most Grant Morrison-y. I can see why the book didn't always appeal to everybody. And it's a shame that it kind of got lost. I feel like it didn't have a lasting impact that it really should have. But fuck. This should have been done. And I thought that they learned their lessons. Do not make these fucking events go on for so long. To me as a reader, nothing kills my interest more in characters than having them all stop and play pretend with somebody else. Like, it's odd, because Marvel's always been the very connected universe, so Spider-Man would show up over here with Daredevil and all this stuff, and Stan Lee was great at that, but it never felt like entire books changed. And then, of course, there were just some stories that didn't seem to matter. Like Daredevil. Mark Waid was just allowed to finish his Daredevil storyline, and there was nothing to it. Okay, and I'm glad, I'm really glad for it, because it was a good story. Apparently, Mark Waid had the longest continuous run on Daredevil, which is amazing, because I would have thought it was Bendis. I guess Waid just kind of, even though there was one relaunch after another, but all the relaunches actually made sense, because there was kind of like a big change in the character status quo. But that was weird. But, you know, there's just all kinds of stuff like, again, Silver Surfer, or some of these other comics where they're saying The Last Days Of is a way to, yeah, this story takes place before. Like the Silver Surfer comic in particular, Silver Surfer's been great. I love, it's one of my favorite books, period. And yet, it has nothing to do. Hold on, what'd you do? Moron dog. So instead, Marvel's got some books that are kind of pre, I'll say, Secret Wars, some books that are post, I think some books are almost post-Secret Wars. I think there's going to be books released that are post-Secret Wars before the Secret Wars story is finished. Amazing. Like, if anything, I just cannot fathom that. It should have been, you released one book that week, and that was the final issue of Secret Wars, and then the next week, everything goes nuts. I know, maybe there's like a publishing reason, it probably doesn't make so much monetary sense and all that shit, whatever. Fuck you. That's how you do your event. And again, if you wanted 8 issues, it should have been one a week. Worst case scenario, one every other week. At least if you'd done one a week, it would have been 2 months. One every other week would have been 4 months. They started out like one every other week, and then they went to once a month, and now they actually had a delay. Fuck you. This thing should have been, if you want to do 8 issues, that's fine. If you want to reset the status quo for 2 months, go for it. They did it once really successful with Age of Apocalypse. But god damn it. This shit's just so bad. And it obviously involves everybody, and there's different Daredevils and different this and different that, and you don't know what the fuck's going on. It's pointless. And literally every story is actually pointless. The Inhumans, I just finished the Attilian Rising Inhumans. It's like, it actually ended with nothing happening. And it was kind of cool because Doom just snapped his fingers and reset it all again. So in that sense, you get the idea that they're on a Mobius strip or something. But it's like, what the fuck? You guys just spent like 4 issues, I think, writing a comic that was kind of neat. And yes, it does play in the bigger picture because it makes Doom a little bit more powerful and things of that nature. But holy fuck shit. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're not allowed. You are not allowed to fuck with me like that. Damn it. I want my stories to have some linear knowledge and some linear importance. And damn it, the fuck. I mean, say what you will. I mean, Image never had this problem. All their titles tend to be in a self-contained area. And I'm very, very, very fascinated by how what they're doing with Invincible coming up. Because they've rebooted it, but they're entitling it Reboot. And he's somehow been sent back in past. But with all the knowledge of what's going to happen in the future. Got to give Kirkman credit. He is been very committed to his characters throughout. Who knows what's going on with Walking Dead, but it does seem to be progressing and changing a little. You know, even though I never really read the whole thing, but Dave Sim Cerebus will always stand out in time of comics as one of the most unique experiences of a guy who I think did 300 plus issues all on his own, writing, drawing it, everything. It's purely his story with the character changing and sometimes it just being weird soliloquies about his personal, political, religious beliefs, kind of like this site. But it was an audacious endeavor. And Kirkman's doing that with Walking Dead. I mean, this thing, I don't know what the longest run for a single writer on a basically mainstream title is, but Kirkman's got to be well up there. You know, Stan handled Spider-Man for 100 plus issues, and it was a different style of writing back then, I guess. But, and you know, and for more or less having the same artistic team. I know he's actually an artist too, and there's a bit of a lawsuit, oops. And he's done basically the same thing with Invincible. Invincible is actually even longer than Walking Dead. Time-wise, I don't know about issue-wise. There may have been more issues of Walking Dead due to cranking shit out. I don't know. For all of those, but it's kind of turned into the movie, the TV show, where it's just like, it's spinning its wheels. But credit to Kirkman, he's coming up with new ways. He is, I don't want to say like he's doing anything different. Most of the stories are essentially, hey, we found another group of people, and they might be crazy bad, how do we face them? But he tends to make each individual bad guy a little different. The governor and Negan were kind of too similar for my taste. But even Negan was kind of like, I kind of got it a little. And now they got the Alpha as the leader of these new ones. And she's got like a different style and different approach with all these weird zombies coming at her and stuff like that. It's, again, it's the same thing. But that's what life is. I mean, life is just reruns. I mean, seriously, what do we do? 1970s, America has problems with the shit in the Middle East. 1980s, 1990s, 2000s. But life is a rerun. This is what it is. And it's not like, oh, those that don't listen to history are doomed to repeat it. No, this is what happens. Even if you listen to history, sometimes history is just going to do its thing. France and Germany fought, like, I think that what they fight, 4 or 5 wars in a 100-year period there. I mean, fuck, there was a 100-year war once. Between France and England. They just fucking fought each other for 100 years on and off. Fuck is that? And now you see Vladimir Putin and what he's doing and reshaping the Russia to becoming more and more and more like the Soviet Union again. And he's doing it for purely geopolitical power influence reasons. He's not even an ideologue. He's not even like concerned with imposing communism so much as he is with imposing his own autocratic will, which will take the form of communism, because communism or socialism is a very easy way to get the masses on your side, because it plays well, it sounds good. You can tell people, I'm there to fight for you, the little guy, and how am I going to do it? By giving us all everything equally. Dun, dun, dun. So, yeah. And comics, I guess, are the same. And that's the rant. That's the combo rant. I don't know if this is of course, this is a separate show. Because we got one on the moon, and we got this, and we're going to have previews, and we have this giant piece on John Jones' conviction that's blowing up like you can't believe. So, damn, it's good to be a gangsta in this time of day. Also, I want my fantasy baseball league, which is really the most important news of all. Suck on that, world. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. I am, what's my name? Mike Coughlin. What's the name of the show? 5-Star Radio. What's the name of the website? Halfguarded.com. Saying to one and all, thanks for listening, and until next time, au revoir, mes amis.
Star man before the internet. I'm damn sure a 5-star man now, okay? I just gotta drop the dead weight so I can shine.